Welcome to Novo Ed Talks, where we reveal real-world strategies and expert insights from learning and development professionals. In every episode, we chat with practitioners, course designers, learning strategists, and business leads. We hear about their experiences in the learning industry and predictions for the profession and the trends that they're seeing. But before we get started, a little bit about Novo Ed. Founded at Stanford's Social Algorithms Lab in 2012, NovoEd is a people-centric, capability-building platform that combines social and collaborative learning to drive performance readiness at scale. Through cohort-based experiences centered around human interaction, NovoEd taps into collective wisdom, placing each learner at the center of perspective, application, and expertise. Large enterprises such as 3M, GE, Marriott International, and Nestle partner with NovoEd to accelerate their critical initiatives, reconnect teams, and achieve rapid alignment through learning that is felt, experienced, and swiftly transformed into impact. Now, let's meet our guest for today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovoEd Talks podcast, a podcast for training trailblazers to get real. My name is Melissa Fisk. I am the producer of the NovoEd Talks podcast, and today I am joined by Claire Say, who is a principal consultant at Jennifer Brown Consulting. She was the first Asian marketing rep in US M&R Mobil Oil Corp, navigating corporate life for 15 years, starting her leadership consultancy since 1990. She continues to help with future inclusive leaders with private corporations, DOD, federal government, nonprofits, and teach at local colleges. Her focus is to elevate diversity, equity, and inclusion with authentic actions to engage all multi-generational ideas with intentional positive actions to expand innovation and sustainability. Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you start by just expanding a little bit upon that bio, a little bit about who you work for and your role.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. And I enjoyed, you know, and honored to be here. So, you know, the work I do is, you know, really think about, you know, limiting beliefs and decisions and critical thinkings about people and process. You have to balance because this will be rocky time right now because, you know, companies are overemployed. And it's like people are like, you know, different generations, you know, people don't want to change and some people want to change. So we have to, you know, manage this and do more and to go forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what is it that, you know, at the Jennifer Brown Consulting that you kind of do there to help with that?
Yeah, I usually do a lot of strategic planning because if you have a plan and it's like, okay, these three or four, you know, plans to do and who's responsible, who's accountable, and it's around people. You know, is you have to take a look at, you know, are we including people? Who's missing at the table? And that's what we do, you know, for years. It's, you know, taking a look at, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you didn't put your time like I did put my time. And it's like, you're not mirroring yourself. You have to have more expansive, you know, people that want to come and stay and also innovate, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you probably work with a lot of different organizations with a lot of different backgrounds, but in general, kind of who are some of the learners that you're working with and what are some of their biggest challenges?
Some of the learners I'm doing with now is more, the diversity is around introverts and extroverts. It's a little bit different. Because, you know, we have a plan, we have this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what happens is then the struggle is, you know, get the introverts to give their ideas and not judge them, but consider it and give feedback. That's the part of it. And the other part is like the extroverts, you know, for diversity, it's like, they keep talking, talking, talking. It's like, okay, what is our goal? What is our KPIs? What is the actions? You know, I really am, you know, you're engaged a little bit too much, Gage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can see how that would be. That's kind of a big balance there. What are some of your biggest challenges for L&D and how are you approaching them now? Learning.
Because part of the, are some of our clients, it's like, it's around budget. And it's really taking a look at, can we get outside people or can we do inside people? You know, what happens is then some of our contracts, quite honestly, have been canceled because we can do it ourselves. And then a couple months later, it's like, can you help us come back in? So that's part of it. You know, it's like, you know, it's dollars and cents, but, you know, it's like, what is the knowledge and is the application? And all of us have at JBC. Has, you know, behavioral psychology and business, and we know what to work with people.
Yeah, that's great. And that's, I'm sure, gives you a skill set that a lot of others don't have, just kind of navigating people in general and what they're willing to do or what they're willing to not to do and when to ask, when to push, when to say, okay, like that's an art, I'm sure, for what you're doing.
Exactly. Because some of the tenured people, you know, they're a little bit scared because it's like, oh, you're younger, you're faster, you're moving faster than I can. And you have new technology, you know, especially with AI, it's like scary, you know, some of the things that are going on with technology.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, you have to balance it and you have to, you know, manage your own limiting beliefs. And it's like, we can do as together instead of by myself.
Yeah, absolutely. With the rise of remote work and virtual collaboration, how has your approach to learning and development adapted to ensure that employees are equipped with the necessary skills?
Our classes are actually in person with hybrid because the cost of people, you know, coming from the Midwest to the East Coast or the West Coast, it is really difficult, you know, because, you know, we do the hybrids in class and it's a small groups and, you know, they really enjoy interacting with each other. So I do less contact and more, you know, conversations because that's just like, oh, what is your experience? Here's the concept, you know, how do you apply it? What's happening in your real life? And what are the problems and what is the solutions could be, you know, and they really love the fact that, oh, we're talking with each other. You know, you're not, you know, downloading.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you, like, how does your team address, like, skills gaps in those situations? Or, like, for what you're working on, you know, you can say, like, oh, so-and-so is not, or not, you know, meeting X, Y, and Z expectations.
It's difficult for, you know, managers to actually have that conversation, a real conversation, not attacking, you know, their employees. But, you know, if there's a skill gap, you know, this is the gap. Identify it. And then what we can do to elevate that gap to, you know, close up the gap. And then, you know, we can go to, you know, training or, you know, outside training, online training, all the other stuff. And which, you know, we need this now. We need this later. You have to figure out, you know, for the strategy of the skill gap. Is it really needed or is it wanted?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great one. And I haven't heard many people say that, but identifying like almost like ranking the gap, situation. Like, is this an important gap that we need to tackle now versus like later? So I love that you mentioned that. Do you have any kind of and this is always a tricky question for everyone, but any kind of like core KPIs that you measure against?
Actually, it's relaxing during the class. Are there comfortable talking about difficult situations, being authentic? And it's not therapy for our classes, but we want to make sure that you're being this is the problem. I can't figure it out. Can you help me? And the else will jump in.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I can see how that it's such for what your group does, it's such a different, kind of thing that you're learning, and it's very sensitive. So how you like approach that in every situation also has to be sensitive, to your point, not like a therapy session, but like able to be a little bit open to how you handle those and approach those situations.
Yeah.
Do you have a successful case study or example of a program that you've implemented that has significantly impacted employee performance and contributed to the overall success of the organization, either
Yeah,
or.
sure. Yeah, because some of the especially with the technology managers, oh, we have task, 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 and you don't have empathy, compassion, and human elements. You have to include that. And so we were talking around how to be inclusion leader. What does inclusion mean? Engaged. And making sure that, the people at the right time, at the right place, at the meeting, and, don't include everyone into the meeting if they don't need it. Because what happens, like, oh my gosh, I'm in this meeting and meeting and meeting. I don't count my work. And what happens is that, it's not including, it's including me, but you're not including my skills and my talent. And I'll never get that time back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What role, you talked a little bit about, how you have these hybrid programs. What role does technology play in your L&D programs, and how do you leverage different tools and platforms for those programs?
Yeah, we use a lot of the chat. And also we have surveys, people engage every 9 to 14 minutes. You have to, engage and feedback. And we also ask for, your personal story. What is your, experience on this? And I can be silent until I wait. And nine after second, 9 minutes, seconds. People will, oh, okay, I'll share my story.
Yeah,
Makes
that's
me feel
great.
comfortable. And sometimes I have to, tap in people. And what happens is then, especially I go to the online people first because I'm with them in person. I was like, okay, oh, they're gonna call me. Okay, I'm gonna be engaged and engaged and all the other stuff. And it's like, and they really enjoy it because, because I acknowledge their presence in the moment instead of, talk to the top. What about the online people? It's like, it's a second thought.
Yeah, I was wondering how, like, I feel like, especially with some of the topics that I'm sure you're discussing, I almost feel like with having those online folks, maybe they're a little bit more because they are behind a computer or something that, they might be able to be a little bit more honest than almost maybe than if they were in a perf or in an in-person situation, or they might feel less vulnerable, to start those conversations, which that's really interesting.
And I also use open-ended questions for them. You know, it's not yes or no, one, you know, a numbers, you know, what is your feel? What is it, you know, what's worked with you? What's not working with you? What is the behaviors? And, you know, my background is behavioral psychology. So it's, you know, it's around behavior and actions. And what is the intention? It's like, okay, you know, intent versus impact, it's great. But it's like, you know, what is the impact is more important than your intent.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so,
I don't know.
That's so powerful, you know, just that I feel like that quick, what is, you know, the impact is more important than your intent. That's such a powerful little like clip there. But so important, you know.
Especially in learning. It's like I'm learning, you know, I'm a new employee, you know, this with team. It's like I don't want to embarrass myself. You know, I don't have the answers. And it's like, you know, it's personal. You know, how do you feel right now? You're a new employee, you know?
Absolutely. You know, moving on to just kind of like thinking forward, you know, for this space in general, what are some key takeaways you've seen over the last 5 years? I mean, I feel like in a lot of ways, when was Jennifer Brown Consulting founded? Are you a newer company?
No, we've been, I've been with them probably 14 years and more. There's 20 years.
That's
and
amazing.
Jennifer is wonderful. You know, she started, you know, with inclusion.
That's
when
amazing.
It wasn't pop.
That's amazing. So, you know, for having that experience of that long and then seeing all of the changes that kind of have come about in the past 5 years, what are some key takeaways that you've seen?
Some of the things that I've noticed is the international clients, you know, they have feedback, you know, we have, you know, from the surveys from the employees, and we give them the information, you know, it's very critical. And they say, can you make it nicer? And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, this is your employee's feedback and we'll summarize it, but, you know, we can't change it. And, you know, and what we noticed is also some of the younger supervisors, they're not comfortable for face-to-face with their employees and direct reports. And it's like, oh, can I text them? Can I email that performance? It's like, no, you have to have a conversation face-to-face with them once a year. Come on.
Yeah, that's interesting, but I can see that, you know, like it's not hard to imagine that being reality.
Exactly. So we support them, you know, we're not, you know, shaking them up, but it's like, okay, there's the next, you know, steps you should take with your direct reports. And if you need help, I can coach you. How can do, you know, what's working, what's not working, you know, give them templates. This way they can, you know, make a script. And, you know, and the conversation, once they start the script, then they have dialogue. It moves to dialogue for them.
Yeah.
And that's why we learn.
Yeah, that's great. That's such a good, that's so nice that you work through that with them. Also, as the workplace continues to evolve, you know, looking forward, we just kind of thought back some things that you've seen as takeaways, but looking forward, what kind of trends or emerging technologies do you think are going to shape the way organizations invest in these types of programs?
I think some of the companies think that AI is the answer. And we have less, you know, employees, we can, you know, save time. But what happens, AI doesn't have, you know, has the emotion, the heart, and also the gut instinct, because you need people working with people. And even with technology, I've worked with a lot of, you know, technology companies. It's like, okay, you know, if you acknowledge their, you know, their contributions, you know, you include them even on, online, you know, because, you know, come in once a month, have coffee, you know, have, you know, the human touch. It's really important moving forward because the younger people, you know, they're taking a look at, you know, diversity is very different for them. You know, it's not around race and gender and, you know, and race, but it's also, it's around, am I part of the team? Do I feel I'm included? And also I'm acknowledged, because during the lockdown, you know, there's a lot of depression and there's a lot of, you know, separation. You have to, you know, it, you know, if you want to have a really strong team, you need to pull the team together.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's true. And for our last question, as a fun send-off, what advice would you give to those just stepping into a leadership role, whether it's in this space or just in general?
Okay. Just be you. And also, you know, just, you know, you're not repeating your manager, you know, be you, but also be human. Because that's part of it. It's like, you know, is, you know, with technology, you know, we live on the phones and the computer and we get fuzzy. And it's like, you know, get together, go to a sport team, you know, go to a movie, dinner. Food is always work.
Absolutely. I agree with that. That's great advice, though. Thank you so much for sharing and for participating today. I feel like those answers, you're in such a like unique space in what you do that it's really nice to kind of hear from you, you know, what it is that is working, is not working, and what you're seeing. So thank you so much for joining us today, Claire. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa.
And thanks again to our listeners for tuning in to the NovoEd Talks podcast. We hope you'll check out another episode soon.